cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Game of game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Mary swing,
right two.
And the pitch is Dipsy too. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
Right.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 to a heart, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Just shy of a 7:05 start time between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Mission. Riders Field, as we're live on the Riders Radio Network. Time tonight, and we're trying to get things figured out for you. Some apologies, but 7:05 first pitch in game. Last night. Let's talk about last night's ball game. A 3-0 win for Frisco against San Antonio.
An offensive effort led by Justin Foscu as he goes 3-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Kellen Strom, 2-for-4. He had a two-run double in the bottom of the fifth inning to make it a 3-0 lead for the Rough Riders. Tim Brennan got his fifth win of the season last night. Three strikeouts, scoreless, gave up one hit, six innings of work as the Rough Riders picking up their ninth shutout win of the season. Ben Kraut, the left-hander, got the loss. Two earned on three runs total, seven hits, five punchouts in 4 2/3 innings of work. And Zach Bigley, it felt like Frisco was able to get back in the saddle a little bit as the offense somewhat able to get things done. Only three runs, but it still feels like this offense, we can see more from them in the series.
Yeah, we certainly could. I mean, ultimately, this has been a very good start to the series. You have the loss in game one, as you mentioned, but the pitching last night really showed out, and that's what you want to see. The bullpen is going to be the biggest question down the stretch here. I think, ultimately, with a move that was done today for Ozuna getting promoted up to the AAA level, it's going to be really interesting to see how this bullpen responds to that. You have a guy in Furo Zuna who is your back-end guy along with Grant Anderson. Now, Grant Anderson will kind of assume that closer's role for the Rough Riders, and we'll see going forward who will kind of become that setup man. It looked like Grant Wolfram has kind of become that guy in the last few games, including last night, but he threw last night. So we'll probably see Joe Barlow, the big league rehabber, today out of the bullpen, but that's definitely going to be one of the biggest question marks as we go forward here in this series and over the rest of the year. I mean, you have a lot to look forward to throughout this year, and I think that the bullpen is going to be a huge focus going forward.
And welcome back to the roster, Mr. Jordan Procession, as well as he was back today. And Frisco with a 7:05 start time. We'll take a break on the Riders Baseball Network. One of the new pitchers, Matt Wibanis, joining us on the other end. We got his thoughts on the Rule 5 and everything leading his way to the Rangers organization. 7:05 start time on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Sherwood with you before 7:05 first pitch time. We now have one of the newer faces in town with us, the pitcher Matt Wibanis, joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Matt, welcome to Frisco, and what have the last couple of days been like for you?
It's just, you know, getting settled in, getting in with the guys, and we got a great group of guys here, so it's been a pretty easy transition. Just excited to get out there and play.
Last night, you logged your first appearance in pro ball since 2019. What was that moment like for you? Only an inning, but a pretty flawless inning. What was it like to get on the mound and do your thing again?
That was exciting. You know, I've been waiting for it for a while, you know, 3 years basically. So it was exactly what I expected, you know, great stadium, great fans, and it was just the excitement to go out there.
It was Tommy John that kept you sidelined in 2021. What was that process like for you physically, emotionally? What were the challenges that you had to overcome in that?
Oh, like you said, physically and mentally, it was more mental, and then once you got to the physical aspect, you know, they did a great job of getting you stronger and just really upping your physical ability, and then the process of getting back into throwing and dealing with just the little things that don't feel right at first, and then having to, you know, adapt and overcome those, just the little things that kind of help you exceed in the long run.
From the home state of Illinois, who got you into baseball early on?
My dad, my brother. They all grew up playing baseball and just basically kind of followed in their footsteps. And then when I started watching it, my grandpa was a Cubs fan, so I became a Cubs fan. And yeah, I was watching them, even though they weren't too good at the time. But it was just, that's kind of what drew me to baseball.
Cubs fan when they won it recently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was cheering for them. Obviously, when you get into the pro ball aspect, you kind of, I'm not going to say lose your fandom, but you kind of have, obviously, the team that you're playing for, you want them to win. But I would say the Cubs were the number one when I was growing up.
Some of the pitchers we talked to, it wasn't always pitching. You know, maybe they played positions growing up. Was that the case for you?
Yeah, I was more of a – I was actually better at third base than I was pitching in high school. So I enjoyed hitting, and my favorite player was Ken Griffey Jr. growing up, and I was nothing like him in any aspect of the game. He was just my favorite player to watch, and that was just – I had a lot of fun out there in the field playing the positions.
Do you have a favorite Griffey moment?
Favorite Griffey moments? I mean, there's the one where he's scoring around third in the playoffs. Obviously, that's just like with the announcer and everything. Like the moment is pretty hyped up and it's pretty sweet. And then I think the last walk-off that he had at home in Seattle, I think it was his last year, when he was just smiling ear to ear. It's just kind of, you know, what's baseball all about. He's enjoying his moment. So,
talking with Matt Wibanis on the Riders Baseball Network, you started your collegiate route at Kansas State. Jared Gettert was from Kansas State. Did you guys make that connection yet?
We have not. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Was he play there and coach there, or just played there?
Yeah, he has roots there.
Oh, I did not know. Yeah, I'll have to bring that up to him. But, yeah, no, I did not know that. But, you know, I'll have to see what he's got on that.
3 years Kansas State. What was your time like there?
It was good. The first 2 years, or the first year, we didn't do too hot. Second year, we ended up winning the Big 12 and then going to a super regional. And then, unfortunately, the third year, I had Tommy John before the season started, so it was just kind of a wash of a year for me, and then had a couple of scholarship issues. So
at Eastern Illinois after Kansas State, what do you think it was that changed the most for you going from those two schools?
Our head coach the coach that got me to Eastern Illinois, his name is Jason Anderson. He was a friend of my brother's, and he kind of drew me to the school because he was in the big leagues with the Yankees as a pitcher, and I knew he was going to help me develop as a pitcher. And it was also a little closer to home, but Jason did a good job of keeping my mind right and kind of just teaching me things along the way about college baseball, pro baseball, baseball in general.
What was your experience like when you found out that you were going to be in the Yankees organization?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it was after we won the championship in Indy Ball with the Evansville Otters, and I got a call from my coach at the time, and he said, be ready to get a call from the Yankees. And I was like, okay, a little taken off but excited. And then they called me the next day, and my girlfriend, now wife, Lauren, was very excited to hear about that, and I went out and bought us a pair of Yankee hats, and she got me a cake and everything like that. So it was a cool moment, 'cause not being drafted, you know, you don't know if you're ever going to get shot, so it was kind of a good, nice family moment.
Couple Tommy John surgeries for you in baseball. It sounds like it's taken you a lot of places. What do you think the sport has provided you as a person?
I mean, a lot of growth. I mean, you get to see, I mean, I've seen most of America, and I haven't seen the Northeast yet, or the Northwest, but being from playing in Florida to playing out here in Arizona, California, everything, even in college, it's, you get a feel for what each state is kind of about, and like what people like to do around here, and it's just giving me a lot of opportunity to kind of expand my horizon, I would say. You know, Kansas taught me a lot and got me outdoors. I was, you know, being from Chicago, it's not necessarily an outdoorsy place, so going to Kansas was cool, and then down in Florida getting to see the ocean, and Arizona getting to see all the dirt. But it's really cool. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Matt Wibanis joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Matt, thanks so much for your time, and we're certainly happy to have you in Frisco.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back one final time before the national anthem at Riders Field. 7:05 first pitch between San Antonio and Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. Time now to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. First for the Missions at 15-20 in the second half. San Antonio at 53-49 overall this season. The first half, Texas League South champs. San Antonio sending the second baseman, Domingo Leyba, to the top of the order. We see him for the first time tonight in the series. Left fielder, Tirso Ornelas, batting second. First baseman, Yorman Rodriguez, in the three spot. And Webster Rivas, the catcher, back behind the dish. He'll be batting cleanup. Juan Fernandez, the third baseman, bats fifth. Jack Stronach, the designated hitter, batting sixth, and then 7-8-9 for the Missions of the shortstop, Connor Kaiser. Matthew Acosta, the center fielder, batting eighth, and Ripken Reyes rounding out the bottom of the order. Now for the Frisco Rough Riders, the third baseman, Johnny Ornelas, in the top spot. Luis Angel Acuña, the shortstop, batting second. Blaine Crim bats third, and Justin Foscue, who's been swinging it hot lately, batting cleanup. Kellen Strom in left field again tonight. He'll bat fifth. Jack Spiggers in right, batting sixth. And then 7-8-9 for Frisco of Stowers in center. Procession at first base. And Scott Capers, the man behind the dish, batting ninth. National anthem time. We've got first pitch right around the corner between San Antonio and Frisco at 7:05. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The
temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
It's time for Game 3 of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions as Jack Leiter, the number one prospect of the Rangers organization, takes the hill at Riders Field. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you in the sunshine here at Riders Field as we are set for another ball game. It's number 105 on the season for the Rough Riders. Jack Leiter is the big starter, and he is the big story here tonight as well. Which Jack Leiter will we see? When he has been on, he has been one of the best pitchers you'll find in the minors, as just about as unhittable as anyone you'll see, but he has also struggled at times this year, and we are really looking forward to seeing him tonight.
Really excited for Leiter, and the last couple of his goes have been really sharp, and that fastball playing high, seeing if he can keep that breaking stuff down in the zone, but when he's driving with that fastball, that's when he's at his best. So we've got Domingo Leiva at the top of the order for the first time, and really excited to see Leiter go in the series.
We certainly are. Jack Leiter, the right-hander, Domingo Leiva in from the left side, and we are set for baseball in Frisco. On time this time. We had an hour rain delay yesterday, and we're ready to go. Leiter back into his wind. First pitch of the game. Down low and inside, and we are underway. One ball and no strikes, 7:07 with the game's first pitch. It's a little bit warmer than it was yesterday when the rain kind of cooled things down. Leiter winds back in the 1-0. Check swing just inside, 2-0. 95 degrees, our first pitch temperature here in Frisco with a feels like of 95. You don't see that very often anymore this time of year. Wind blowing in from center field at 10 miles an hour. 2-0. That one's just low of the zone. Missed with the curve. The count goes to 3-0 on the second baseman, Leiva, hitting .279 this year, 9 homers and 52 runs batted in. It's his first appearance in the series for the switch hitter. 3-0. Outside, ball 4.
A four-pitch walk starts things in the first inning, and here's Tirso Ornelas. Jack Leiter on the year, a total record of 3-8 with a 5.77 ERA. And he has been much better here at home, a 4.30 ERA at home as opposed to a 7.01 ERA on the road. And two starts ago, he was very strong. He was on the road in Springfield. Ready from the stretch, first pitch. Ornelas takes a strike right down the heart of the plate. And it's 0-1. Leiter, the 22-year-old in that game in Springfield. He went 5 2/3 innings, allowing one run on two hits, four strikeouts. 0-1. Just down low and inside, misses with the curveball, and the count goes to 1-1. And then in his last start against Amarillo last week here at home, three runs over five innings. Another four strikeouts for him. He's ready from the stretch. Shuttles in the 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike. Defense behind Leiter today looks like this, with Kellen Strom out in left, Josh Stowers in center, and Jax Biggers in right field. Jonathan Ornelas is at third. Luis Angel Acuna plays at shortstop. Justin Foscue is at second base, and Jordan Procession at first as he takes a throw over at first, and Domingo Leyba is back in with a step and a dive. Scott Capers puts down the signs today for Jack Leiter. 2-1 on Ornelas. Open stance, left side. The pitch. Just inside, misses with the fastball at 92, and it's three balls and one strike.
It's just an odd start to the ball game. Between Leyba and now Ornelas, there has not been one swing. The only strike, a taken strike.
Leiter deals, runner goes, it's high and outside, ball four. So another non-swing as this one misses way high and out, and it's back-to-back walks to start things for Jack. Roman Rodriguez stands in now for San Antonio, no score in the top of the first. 3 walks was really one of the only bad things that we saw in that start in Springfield that was very good. He walked 3 against Amarillo last week as well, and now 2 walks, I should say, to start things tonight. He throws the ball into his glove and takes the mound once again, towing it from the first base side. It's the cream uniform tops, cream pants, red double R ball cap for the Rough Riders today. It's the alternate navy uniform top for San Antonio. First pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike with the slider, and it's 0-1. Slider usually 83 to 86, maybe even 87 miles an hour. Curveball will be in the upper 70s. And fastball will be in the mid-90s, the pitch. It's a fastball. It misses outside at 94, and it's one ball and one strike. And I'll use the changeup as well that will hover in the mid-80s. Leiter, just 22 years old, turned 22 back in April, pitching in his first professional season after being drafted last year. The pitch is outside, and it's two balls and one strike. He was drafted number 2 overall by the Rangers organization, and then Kumar Rocker, his college teammate, was drafted number 3 overall in this season's draft by the Rangers. So those two hopefully to be reunited at some point. 2-1. Inside. Misses with a fastball, and it's three balls and one strike to Rodriguez. So already 2 walks to begin things. Nobody out. And it's 3-1 on the first baseman, Rodriguez, who's been the best offensive player out of anybody who's been on this team throughout the entire year. Hitting 293, 11 homers, 61 RBIs for San Antonio. And Leiter steps off to regather his thoughts. Runners take their leads from first and second. No score, top of the first. Leiter, the 3-1. Low and outside, ball four, and he's walked him loaded. Not the start that he envisioned. And here comes Jeff Andrews out of the Riders dugout. Well, Andrews will go and talk with Leiter. So far, he's thrown 14 pitches, just 2 of them for strikes. As you mentioned earlier, Chris, the trend continues. Only 2 called strikes, so nobody's swung the bat yet.
No, and it's, I mean, at this level in Double A, you really have to attack, and that's where we've seen Leiter be the best, but he's not getting that swing and miss. And even if you're executing your pitches, we've talked to a lot of these guys where it can sometimes be a huge mental hill to overcome where you feel like you're letting your secondary stuff go. But if the batter's not seeing a strike or it's not fooling them and they can just leave it there and it misses tight around the zone, then what are you looking at the end of the day? So it's really got to be difficult where you feel like you want some swings to try and start this ball game for you. As you mentioned, it's been tough out the gate.
And this is a San Antonio team that can be very aggressive and can score early on. We saw them with make it four runs through the first two innings in the opener of this series. Here's Webster Rivas, the former big leaguer. First pitch. That catches the outside corner for a strike. Fastball, and it's 0-1. And we've also seen Jack struggle at times in the first inning and then turn in a really good start as well throughout the rest of the start. So hopefully it's one of those. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Working ahead of Rivas. And this is the Jack Leiter we have seen when he's had success going right at guys with that fastball. 96 miles an hour with the heater. Rivas played third base yesterday, caught game one. He's back behind the plate defensively today. 0-2. Foul back. Went with the slider this time, and Rivas fouled it back to the net. Still 0-2. Willie Traynor is our home plate umpire today in game three of the series. Tanner Dobson down the first baseline and Harrison Silverman our third base umpire today. Each team with a win in the first two games of the series. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him upstairs with a fastball at 96, and there's strikeout number one for Jack Leiter. First three batters were walked, but he really nailed things down and blew that fastball right by him.
I like how on an 0-2, he just goes right back to the well. It's been the fastball that's been working for him. And as we've been told plenty of times, we've seen that fastball high in the zone really, really plays, and it was almost untouchable for Rivas there.
Juan Fernandez now, first pitch. Line to right, dropping quickly, and it falls in front of Biggers for a base hit. Leyva scores from third. Ornelas around third. He comes in to score, and it's a two-run single for Juan Fernandez to make it 2-0 San Antonio in the first. Leiter went fastball down and away, and Fernandez able to go with it, lining it the opposite way into right field, and it scores two runs. Now runners on the corners now as Rodriguez went first to third. And here's Jack Stronach. Double play is in order. That's good news. Leiter ready from the stretch. He pitches. Fouled back into the glove of Capers, and it's 0-1. It was the 20th pitch for Leiter here in the first inning. 8 strikes, 12 balls. Pull side shift on the infield for Frisco. Leiter's pitch. Catches the outside edge with a fastball for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Talking about the beginning of this series, the Rough Riders fell 6-5 in the opener and won 3-0 last night. 9th shutout win of the season for Frisco. Tim Brennan, a 6-inning shutout, 1-hit performance in his start. 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider down low for strike three. And Jack Leiter has his second strikeout. 2 outs for Connor Kaiser. Slider down low of the zone. Got Stronach out in front. Leiter trying to limit the damage in the first inning. 2-0 San Antonio. 7th man up to the plate in the inning. It's Connor Kaiser hitting 190 on the year. Stretch in the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. No Fernando Tatis Jr. today in the lineup for San Antonio. Big league rehabber made the first two starts in the first two games of the series, and it's his scheduled day off today, but he's expected to be back in the lineup tomorrow. Leiter ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Low and away, misses with the curve. One ball, one strike. Ultimately, you're looking at a lineup with no Tatis, though one of the best players in all of baseball. That fares a little bit better for the Rough Riders, though still a good start for San Antonio. 1-1 pitch. It catches the inside edge for a called strike with a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Two runs across on just one hit here in the first inning. Leiter peers in for his sign. Twirls the ball behind his back. He's ready from the stretch. 1-2 toss. Runner takes off for second. Ground ball out to short and cut off by the third baseman, Ornelas. Pirouettes, fires onto first and gets him. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. Two runs across on a hit, no errors, and two left on in the first against Leiter. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, San Antonio 2 and Frisco coming up after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride! In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Rough Riders trailing 2-0 as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. San Antonio with a two-run single from Juan Fernandez. And Brandon Komar takes the hill for the Missions. Jonathan Ornelas to start it off, followed by Luis Angel Acuna and Blaine Crim at the top third of the Riders card. Komar, the right-hander. Same with Ornelas. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. Brandon Komar, a guy the Rough Riders are very familiar with. Actually made his double-A debut against Frisco last year. 1-0. Low off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Rough Riders roughed him up. 8 runs on 10 hits. Their last time they faced him in early July down in San Antonio. 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3 balls and no strikes. And 2 appearances against the Rough Riders last year. The second was much better than the first. In that double-A debut last year, was here in this ballpark back on June 24th. 3-0. That catches the outside corner for a strike at the upper edge. And it's 3-1. 4 1/3 shutout innings out of the bullpen, allowing just one base runner on a hit. 3-1. Chopper foul left side, 3-2 now on Ornelas. And face the Rough Riders again later on in the series, or in the season, I should say, back here at Riders Field. Allowed 5 runs in 1 inning. That was kind of what we saw earlier this season, those 8 runs on 10 hits. It's the Rough Riders back on July 5th over his 5 innings. He rocks in the payoff. Ornelas rams it up the middle into center for a base hit. And Johnny Ornelas leads things off with a hit. Rough Riders have a leadoff base runner in the bottom of the first, trailing 2-0.
Going to need that offense tonight, and it's Ornelas. Good at bat. It started 3-0. Got a taken strike, and then put that one right in play after a foul ball. And after the two runs in the top of the first inning, I mean, we've seen San Antonio start early, and we saw what looked like a seesaw offensive game back on Tuesday night. Could see the same thing tonight.
Already 2-0 San Antonio. Here's Acuna. First pitch, breaking ball outside on the curve, and it's 1-0. Now, game one of the series featured two runs in the top of the first, two runs in the bottom of the first, and then two more runs in the top of the second for San Antonio. Throw goes over to first, and Ornelas is back in safely. Stepping a dive. So the Riders trying to answer things in the bottom half of the first inning. Acuna looking for his first hit of this series, playing in his eighth game with the Rough Riders. Slow start at 4-for-25, but very early. 1-0, Ornelas takes off. It's outside, throw to second, and they got him. Webster Rivas with a throw from his knees down to second base, and he pegs out Ornelas. Caught stealing for the sixth time this year in 13 attempts. What a beautiful throw right on the muddy. Head first dive for Ornelas, and he was out by about a foot. 2-0. Fouled off the catcher, Rivas, back behind home. And the count goes to 2-1. So one out now on the caught stealing. Goes 2-4. 2-0 San Antonio. Now Komar back from the windup in the 2-1 pitch. Outside, 3-1. Rough Riders with just three runs of offense last night, leaving 11 on the base paths. 3-1. Chopper softly hit third base side. Tough play. Fernandez comes up, picks. No play on to first. Acuna was flying down the line, and he picks up an infield single. So back-to-back hits for the Rough Riders, but the caught stealing erases the man who would be at second. One out, runner at first base, and here's Blaine Krim.
You talked about early on for Acuna, and a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism for him is going to buy him some hits, and he just did it right there. And how about Acuna? Early on, with no Dustin Harris, no Aaron Zavala, kind of, I mean, the two spot can be a low-pressure spot, but has to come right up and perform early.
First pitch on the way to Krim. Throw over to first before that, and Acuna is safe, just barely back in ahead of the tag. And Krim still waiting the first pitch. Yeah, just a 20-year-old. I mean, it's very easy to overlook that. Still very young. He takes his lead. Komar, a long hole. He fires back over there, and Acuna gets back in ahead of the tag again. So that's his two pickoffs that he gets on Acuna here in this at-bat for Krim, and it's all before the first pitch. Right-hander ready from the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. He fires outside. Back pick down to first, and Acuna's back in. One ball, no strikes on Krim. Take a look at the defense behind Komar today. It's Tirso Ornelas in left, Matthew Acosta in center, and Ripken Reyes in right field. Juan Fernandez has third, Connor Kaiser at short, Domingo Leyba at second base. Roman Rodriguez holds on Acuna, and we've already seen the cannon of Webster Rivas behind the plate. Double play depth up the middle in the infield. 1-0 pitch. Low and outside, 2-0. Krim, 3 RBIs for the first two games of this series. And you mentioned already that Dustin Harris is not in the lineup. He just went on the injured list yesterday. Stretch by the right-hander. 2-0. Low and outside, 3-0. So Blaine Krim, along with Justin Foscue, who's on deck, really kind of fill in as the main run producers now for the Rough Riders in this offense. Dustin Harris, a top four guy in the Texas League in RBIs. 3-0 pitch on the way. Outside for ball four. Acuna down to second. Krim works a four-pitch walk. And here's Justin Foscue, and Pete Zamora exits the dugout in a hurry, and San Antonio pitching coach is going to go chat with Brandon Komar. Not a good start for either pitcher. Jack Leiter allowed a couple runs in the first, and now Brandon Komar has allowed two singles and a walk with a caught stealing behind him, though there's one out. Pete Zamora pretty emphatic up on the hill as he chats with Komar.
Not a guy you want to face either. No. Putting him in a tough spot as Justin Foscue going to come to the plate from the right side. Boy, he's been mashing it lately.
Yeah, he has. 4-for-7 in the series, 3-for-3 yesterday. And a homer in the opener. It was his 5th home run in his last 8 games that he hit on Tuesday, and it was in the first inning. A lot of these home runs during this stretch have come in the first. And with runners aboard as well. 2 grand slams this year. Only Rough Rider that can say that. Team leader in OPS among guys who played at least 50 games this year. 2 aboard, 1 out. He's in from the right side in the first pitch. He swings, grounds it hard through the left side for a base hit. Acuna up to third. He's getting the windmill home, and he comes in to score without a throw. 1-run ball game in the first on an RBI single by Justin Foscue. For the 3rd consecutive game in this series, he drives in a run. And the Riders are within 1.
And all 3 of those coming in either the first, second, or third inning. Just doing it early, and you also have to give credit to the guys on the lineup card in front of him that are able to get aboard, and then he brings them around. It's been working in this lineup. We just continue to talk about it. Even without Zavala, Harris, it's still a really confident lineup.
And the confidence continues with Kellen Strom stepping in. Here's the stretch, and the offering into Kellen. There's a line drive, looped down the right side, long run for Reyes. He can't get there, it drops in. Krim around third base, the throw goes into second, and Krim comes in to score to tie the game. RBI single for Kellen Strom the opposite way, and 2 straight pitches produce runs for the Rough Riders. 2-2 in the bottom of the first.
And that's good base running by Blaine Krim. He was gone before Reyes was even there. Probably had better depth at it, too, from second base, from our perspective up top, but a great jump, and he knew he was going to need one with Reyes closing fast. You got to make your mind up. He was able to come in and score. Only 1 out, still the go-ahead run at third base. And a good response here early.
Justin Foscue goes first to third on the play. And Jax Biggers climbs in now, first pitch. He attacks the first pitch, but swings and misses at a curveball down and in, 0-1. 2-2 our score. Rough Riders doing it in a vastly different way than San Antonio. Just 1 hit for the Missions in that top of the first. 4 for the Rough Riders. Long hold, the 0-1. Just outside and another curve, and it's 1-1.
I'm with Komar there. Of course, back-to-back first pitch RBI knocks. If you're Jax Biggers, of course you're going to attack the first pitch.
1-1. He chops it foul right side of the infield. And the count goes to 1-2. Rough Riders with some early offense, and already a man warming in the Missions bullpen. Down the right field line, it's Felix Minjarez who's getting loose. 1-2. Runner goes. A swing and a fly ball into right center field, chasing Acosta back. Near the warning track, comes up shy of it, makes the catch. Foscue tags from third. He comes in to score, and the throwback into first is a double play as they get Strom because he was taking off on the play, but the run does come in to score, so it's a sacrifice. No, it's not a sacrifice fly for Biggers because of the double play, but the run does come in to score, and it's 3-2 Rough Riders. Very odd scoring play there right at the end, but a double play ends the inning. Rough Riders get 3 runs, though. They take a 3-2 lead into the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders scoring three runs in the bottom half of the first inning to volley back from the two that San Antonio put up in the top half. You go to the top half of the second inning, it's 3-2 Frisco. Here's Matthew Acosta, first pitch. Glider dips it low of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Acosta, Ripken, Reyes, Domingo Leyba, 8-9-1. 1-0 pitch. Inside, all the way back to the backstop. It's right off the glove of Scott Capers, the catcher, 2-0. Three runs on four hits for the Rough Riders. San Antonio, just the one hit to produce the two runs. 2-0. Fouled away left side, and the count goes to 2-1. That's going to be the big key for Leiter as he walked the bases loaded in that first inning. So the command continues to be a big point of emphasis for the right-hander. Left-hander at the plate. Here's Leiter's wind in the pinch. Chopper foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. And he's talked about it. He knows that that's really one of the biggest things for him is to make sure that command is on point. And he continues to work on it with Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach. Squares his shoulders to the third base dugout. Winds in the 2-2. Just high. Did not miss by much with that fastball. 3-2. And that's one of those things that he's going to continue to get better at as he goes forward in his career. Payoff pitch. Got him swinging. Jack Leiter picks up his third strikeout. Went to the breaking ball and picks up out number one in the second. The slider for Jack Leiter. And he got Acosta to swing through it. Ripken Reyes in the ninth spot, left-handed batter. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the second, one out, base is clear. Wind back in the pitch. One's low and inside again with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. The big thing for Leiter is to remain confident, and he does not lack confidence, that's for sure. That's the great thing. The 1-0. There's a high golf fly ball down the right field line. Biggers in towards the line. Towards the boundary, he reaches out and makes the catch right at the padded wall in foul territory. Nice play by Jax Biggers, and there are two outs. There's not a lot of room down the right side, not more than maybe 10 feet between the foul line and that padded wall, and that ball was able to find that area. Able to slow up right towards the wall, made the catch, and his glove hand hit that padded wall. Well, two outs in the second inning, and here's Domingo Leyba, top of the card, second time through. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the second. Offering in. Inside, one ball, no strikes. That's a big out on Ripken Reyes for Leiter to get it on two pitches. Threw over 20 pitches in the first inning. So to get that is big. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. And the count goes to 1-1. Leiter quickly back up on top of the mound. He's looking over his glove and ready to go. 1-1 toss. Charge into right center field. Hit well. Stowers back to the warning track, and he can't get it. Hits off the warning track and up against the fence. Leyba coasts into second base, and he's in there with a double. Oh, a two-out, two-bagger for Domingo Leyba as he hit that ball really hard, 100 miles an hour off the bat. And a right center field. Second hit for San Antonio. Rough Riders leading by a run here in the top of the second with two down. Yeah. Tirso Ornelas stands in now. Ornelas walked and scored back in the first. Left-handed batter. 2-for-8 in the series. Pitch in. Clips the outside corner for a called strike. Right at the knees, and it's 0-1. That first pitch strike is going to be really important for Leiter. That's his first that he's poured in a first pitch strike to in this inning. He stretches in the 0-1. Hard ground ball to the right side. Backhanded stop. Procession flips underhand to Jack Leiter, and he beaks it into the bag for the final out of the second inning. Well, nicely done by Jack Leiter. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders carry their 3-2 advantage into the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers takes down low and outside to start things off here in the second, 1-0. And here's the next toss. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-1. Rough Riders leading 3-2 over the top of San Antonio. Bottom half of the second inning. 1-1. Breaking ball cuddles with the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders scoring 3 times on 4 hits in that first. The pitch, low and away in the dirt, 2-2. Rough Riders getting again. It took Brandon Komar, as they've done many times. It's been a tough season for Komar. Here at the AA level, 1-3, a 5.75 ERA as the pitch comes in high. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Making his 10th appearance and his 8th start for San Antonio. 40 2/3 innings, just 20 strikeouts to 17 walks, an opponent sitting 319 against him. Payoff, breaking ball popped up, left side of the infield, foul territory. Fernandez, the third baseman, over towards the warning track, and he tries to make the basket catch right in front of the Riders' dugout, and he couldn't make the play, and now he's down and appears to be hurt in front of the Riders' dugout, as here comes the trainer, Nick Coberly, from the San Antonio dugout, jogging across the field towards the Riders' dugout. Fernandez came in towards the Riders' dugout, and there's a little lip right there. Couldn't tell if he stepped on it. But he's down on the ground and in some serious pain. Maybe it was the ball that hit him. Still trying to figure out exactly what happened. He tried to make a basket catch and missed it in between his glove hand and his right hand coming over the top, trying to make that basket catch and squeeze it into the glove. And then collapsed right in front of the dugout. So he is up. It's the catcher, Webster Rivas, over there, along with Philip Wellman, the manager, and Coberly, the trainer. Fernandez looks like he's good to go, and he's going to stay in the game. That's a good sight. Well, it's a foul ball for Stowers, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Stowers 1-for-6 in the series. Trying to pick up a hit to lead things off in the second. Riders leading 3-2. Komar back into his windup. And the right-hander, the payoff pitch. There's a fly ball into right center field. Hit fairly well. Acosta back to the warning track, just shy of it. Ripken Reyes under it to make the catch. The right fielder puts it away, and there's one out here in the second for Jordan Procession. Well, welcome back to Jordan as he went on the development list last month. Just reinstated yesterday with Dustin Harris going on the injured list. Procession making his first appearance in the month of August. 242 hitter on the year, four homers, 13 runs batted in. First pitch. He swings, pops it sky high, left side and foul. 0-1. Rough Riders leading 3-2, bottom half of the second inning, one out. Procession is 781 OPS. He has been a really good option for the Rough Riders as their backup catcher. 0-1. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. Not only with what he's able to do on the field, but off the field as well. Veteran presence. 1-1. Cuts and misses on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Procession has played in over 400 minor league games. 1-2. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball, shallow right field. Reyes coming in, and it hangs up in the air just enough for him to make the catch. Two outs. Scott Capers to the plate. Riders catcher. Bottom of the order for the Rough Riders. Capers playing in his fourth game with Frisco. He's 3 for his first 9. 3-2 Frisco. Bottom two. Komar's pitch. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. We saw Jack Leiter settle things down in the top of the second inning, and now Brandon Komar trying to do the same in the bottom of the second. 0-1. Slips across the outside corner for a strike. We're even at 1-1. Capers turned in a really good half of the season. The 1-1 off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. In Hickory, had a torn labrum that he dealt with. And he's back and healthy and happy to be healthy. 2-1. Catches the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-2. And the Rough Riders are certainly happy to have him as well. Matt Watley getting promoted up to the AAA level. 2-2 toss. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a breaking ball for strike three. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Brandon Komar in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third. Rough Riders leading 3-2. And Chris Jarrett back on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Both teams scoreless in the second inning. Frisco out in front of San Antonio 3-2 on Thursday night. 3-4-5 stretch of the order, due up for the Missions. It's Yorman Rodriguez set to stand in. Jack Leiter back on the bump for the Riders. San Antonio two runs in the top of the first on Jack, but he bounced back with a clean second despite a two-out double. First pitch to Rodriguez. Goes to the fastball, but it runs down and away. One ball, no strikes. Output for Leiter was cut in half in the second inning after 26 in the first. His 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball screamed in the air to straightaway center. Stowers opens up, jogging backwards and makes a catch. 103 off the bat, but fortunately for Leiter, right at Stowers, his center fielder, and there's one gone. Again, just two pitches. So now over 40 pitches tonight for Leiter as he starts his third inning of work in a 3-2 lead. Base is clear for the catcher, Webster Rivas. Good to see him still in the ballgame. First pitch he sees, blooped in the air right side. Jordan Procession coming over in foul ground and makes the catch. Three pitches from Leiter and two outs in the top of the third. Now the third baseman, Juan Fernandez, coming to the dish. Procession listed catcher back up off the dev list, the development list, earlier today for Frisco. Certainly know he's back in action, just wants to play. Been in that bullpen for the Rough Riders and now back on the field. Righty-righty to Fernandez, the first pitch, down and away. One ball, no strikes. It was Fernandez that did the damage back in the first inning. Leiter had allowed a pair, I should say three, leadoff walks. He loaded them to begin the ballgame, the 1-0. Missing down. Two balls, no strikes to Fernandez. He got Webster Rivas on four pitches to go down swinging, but it was the third baseman, Fernandez, a two-run base hit. Leiter, the 2-0. Thought about by Fernandez, but he leaves it alone outside. Three balls, no strikes. Fernandez, the only hit of the inning, a two-run single. And then Stronach a strikeout, Kaiser a ground out. 3-0. There's a straightened-up fastball at 93. Bases clear with two gone. Leiter rocks home the three-ball, one-strike pitch. Breaking ball. Falls into the zone, and now the count's full. Leiter, again, with three pitches to his first two batters combined. He's got five in the Fernandez at bat. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pulled the string on him with 85 on the outer edge. And the fourth strikeout of the night for Jack Leiter ends the third inning. No runs, no hits. And a 1-2-3 frame for the right-hander. Frisco out in front, 3-2 our score as we go to the bottom of the third next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together, and that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco out in front on Thursday night. 3-2 our score. And the right-hander Brandon Komar back on the mound, set to go to work. Top of the order he'll face. And Jonathan Ornelas, the first man up. First pitch, a taken strike by the third baseman Ornelas, and it's 0-1. Base hit for Jonathan back in the first inning, a part of a three-run frame as the 0-1 running outside. 89 on the off-speed from Komar, and the count's evened up 1-1. The first five able to reach base for Frisco. Breaking ball on the 1-1, missing inside. Now it's two balls and a strike. Off and going in the bottom of the third, and the Riders out in front 3-2. Ornelas, Acuna back-to-back base hits. Krim walked. And Justin Foskey, an RBI base hit. But it wasn't Ornelas to come in. 2-1. Hard charge on a ground ball up the third baseline, and it bounces fair. Ornelas motoring around first. Ornelas from the left field corner looking to dig it out. He finally does, and a leadoff double for Jonathan Ornelas to kickstart the third. High chopper, right past Fernandez, who couldn't get to it. And a lot of room up the left field line to turn it into a double for Jonathan Ornelas. Here's Luis Angel Acuna.
We've seen a lot of extra base hits recently for Ornelas. So nice to see him getting a couple hits, another multi-hit game, and getting an extra base hit mixed in there. Start things off.
Ready to Acuna. First pitch is skied in the air to very shallow right center. Leyba, the second baseman, under it, and he'll make the catch. Just one pitch to Acuna as he pops out. There's the first out of the third. Still Ornelas at second base, and now the designated hitter, Blaine Krim, coming up. We mentioned he walked back in the first inning. Good thing Ornelas at second. Tried to swipe second, but Rivas, with a great throw to Leyba back in the first inning, caught him stealing. First pitch, breaking ball outside, 1-0. Rough Riders in front, 3-2. All of the runs being scored in the first inning. Two up on the scoreboard on one swing from San Antonio in the top of the first. Komar checks Ornelas at second. Now the 1-0 to Krim. Breaking ball slapped in the air to left field. Ornelas on the move and makes the catch. 1-0-4 off the bat to Blaine Krim, and if that one finds grass, and only if only, there's two outs.
He continues to hit the ball hard. I mean, that's an out right there, but a lot of his outs in this series and recently have been hard hit like that. So poor luck for Blaine Krim, but really good to see him continuing to hit the ball hard.
Righty-righty matchup, and a guy that can certainly get it done. Justin Foskey now. Komar ready from the right. He's bounced back after the leadoff double. First pitch to Foskey. Straightens him up, 0-1. Back in the first inning, he did it. Was the fourth consecutive Riders hitter to reach. RBI base hit on a hard chopper that just got past Connor Kaiser, the shortstop. The 0-1. High and outside. One ball, one strike.
And that one was 102 off the bat. Talk about hitting the ball hard. He's done it consistently over the last, 3 weeks, ever since the All-Star break?
Yeah, basically since they kickstarted it back in the Arkansas series on the road. Komar checks second at Ornelas, who's got a big lead, the 1-1. Up the middle to Leyba, the second baseman. He gloves it off the mound, throw to first, and that'll do it. Six pitches after the leadoff double from Jonathan Ornelas. and Brandon Komar able to wiggle out of a scoring chance for the Riders. But our score holds 3-2. Frisco still out in front. We go to the fourth inning next from Frisco, Texas.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three to two Friscos are back for the fourth. Jack Leiter set to face 6-7-8 for the Missions lineup. And here is the designated hitter, Jack Stronach. First pitch to him, a breaking ball inside, and it misses in. Little low, one ball and no strikes. Second at bat tonight for the DH Stronach. He struck out swinging in the first inning. Leiter ready for the 1-0, the pitch. Stronach starts to go around, it finds his own. And Leiter now sitting 1-1. What a good frame back in the third for Leiter. No runs, no hits, a strikeout. 1-1 slapped in the air foul, heading towards the seats, and it's 1-2. But less than 10 pitches, 9 of them, 5 strikes. Inning before that, 13 pitches, 8 strikes. He's done well to get back on track after almost a 30-pitch inning in the first. Glove over his face, shakes off a few, and now the 1-2 pitch. Late cut by Stronach. He just gets a piece of a 96-mile-an-hour heater to stay alive, 1-2. Leiter once this season has strung together 3 consecutive starts of at least 5 innings. He did it earlier this year. He's looking to do that again tonight. His last 2, exactly 5 innings. The 1-2. In the air out to right field. Biggers on the move. Stops in the alley. And makes a catch. Now 5 in a row retired for Leiter after a clean frame. Jax Biggers getting some work out in right field and shares a smile with Josh Doers from center. He hauls it in. One gone, and here's the shortstop, Connor Kaiser. 5 innings against Amarillo the last time out. 4 punch-outs in 5 innings. Gave up a homer, but a Frisco win. Righty-righty matchup against Kaiser. And Leiter rocks home the first pitch. It misses outside. 1 ball, no strikes. The matchup before that was one that was really good to see in Springfield. Felt like a bit of a bounce-back go. The 1-0, missing down and outside again to Kaiser. 2 balls, no strikes. The walks could have been an issue, but 5 2/3 and gave up an earned run on 1 swing of the bat. It was a solo homer. The 2-0. Shot foul by Kaiser. Leiter ran it in on his hands. Got the bat around and sprayed it behind the net. It's 2-1. Bases clear, one gone in the fourth. Frisco leads it 3-2. Leiter to Kaiser, 2-1. Down and outside. That time the fastball missing on the outer edge of the plate. 3 balls and a strike. The first time that Leiter was able to go 3 consecutive starts, again, of at least 5 innings, that came back to end the month of May to begin the month of June. 3-1. Tapper foul that splits the wickets of Capers, and the count's full. Tucked in between there was probably the best go for Leiter this season on May 31st in Wichita. 8 punch outs. He walked 3 batters, but 5 2/3 scoreless as he left before he could get the final out in his 6th inning of work. 4 hits, and again, no runs. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Down and away. Got him reaching for strike 3. 5 Ks tonight for Leiter, and there's 2 gone in the 4th. The ball that was over the zone to Kaiser quickly disappeared down and away.
That's a really good slider from Leiter, and we've talked about it, you know, tonight and in other starts as well, the bounce back from Leiter.
First pitch to Matthew Acosta, misses inside, ball 1.
Really struggled at the onset with those walks, the 3 straight to start the game, and he's really locked in since.
Righty lefty, the 1-0. In the air, out to right. Biggers camped underneath it, now sprinting in, and he makes the catch. And on that cue, 2 pitches to his final batter in the 4th inning. And another 1-2-3 frame for the right-hander, Jack Leiter. He's retired his last 7 faced. We go to the 5th inning. Frisco is still out in front on Thursday night, 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the 4th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom set to begin the bottom of the 4th on the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch to him. Brandon Komar pours in a taken strike on the lower outer edge, and it's 0-1. Strom 1-for-1 tonight as the right-hander Komar shakes off 1 from Rivas. And now the pitch home. Taken strike 2, and Strom hates it. Nibbled away from the right-hander, and he'll have to step out from the right side and readjust. A couple really well-placed fastballs by Komar to start out the at-bat to Strom. And it's 0-2 quickly. Pitch home. Slapped in the air up the first baseline. Long run for Reyes, but he'll give it a watch. And it finds his bullpen, visitor's bullpen. Still 0-2. That pop out of a glove.
I think it did.
The 0-2. High and outside. Tight miss from Komar as he's been dotting the black around the zone nicely to Strom. And it's 1-2. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Second strikeout of the night for the right-hander, Brandon Komar, and he sits down Kellen Strom to begin the 4th. Here comes the right fielder, Jax Biggers.
That's a really rare late swing by Strom. We haven't seen that kind of swing out of him really since May when he turned this whole thing around. He's almost batting .300 now as the batting average is up above .290 after his single in the first inning. He's been really good lately.
Sets up a righty-lefty matchup to Biggers. First pitch outside, it misses 1-0. What a weird end to the first inning when Biggers at the plate slapped one in the air to right field, deep right center, the 1-0. Upstairs, two balls, no strikes. And with Kellen Strom at first base, Blaine Krim at third, Krim came in to score, and Strom looked like he was rounding second and stopped and had to sprint back. 2-0 dots the zone, and now Biggers with the bases clear, sitting on a 2-1 count. Didn't get back in time, but Krim did score before the out recorded. 2-1, Biggers drops a bunt, third baseline, and a slow roller is going to stay fair. And Fernandez said, let's see how this plays out. And it stayed in the grass the whole time, never got that spinning kick out of the grass. And Jax Biggers poking a beauty for a bunt single with one out in the fourth.
He could have gone out there and thrown it down the third baseline any better. It's perfect.
First hit of the night for Biggers as he's getting rare work in the outfield. After Aaron Zavala came out of a ballgame earlier in the series, it was Biggers to take his spot in right. Here's Josh Stowers with a runner aboard. One gone. The pitch home. Down and outside. One ball, no strikes.
The Rough Riders seeing a couple guys go on the injured list or not playing because of injuries. Dustin Harris going on the injured list last night. Aaron Zavala a little banged up right now, so a couple guys playing the outfield that aren't usually used to it.
Komar a throw to first, and Biggers back there easily.
That being Biggers and Ornelas, who we saw in the outfield for the third time this season in yesterday's game.
Komar righty-righty on Stowers the pitch. Breaking ball poked in the air behind home plate. The count's evened up 1-1. That's for the most part, the outfield core has been really well stocked up until this point, it feels like. Sandro Fabian getting the bump to AAA Round Rock. And now you've got two sudden shortages in the outfield and two athletes that can fill that spot. One ball, one strike as Komar kicks and throws. Fastball swing and a miss. A throw back to first, a little offline as Biggers was way off the bag. And if Rivas can put that one close to Rodriguez, that might be a different outcome.
As you mentioned, it seemed like the problem early on especially was trying to figure out, can we play four outfielders a night with the DH? Because you had so much talent in the outfield core, usually carrying about four or five outfielders all season.
1-2. In the air, lifted off the bat by Stowers up the first baseline. Rodriguez in foul territory, makes the catch. Stowers now 0-2. Two gone with Biggers still at first base, and here comes Jordan Procession. Remember when the game, in between commercials, when Zavala came out, we were like, okay, they're taking Zavala out, and then about a five-second silence, and we were like, well, who do they have?
Yeah.
At this point, it was, you know, with Fabian going up, and you saw that it was going to be Biggers, and it's like, this will be cool. He's handled it well. Out there taking reps earlier today, making the most of a much more clear weather-wise lead up to the ballgame tonight. His Procession, the first pitch to him, slap foul to the concourse, 0-1. Last night and even the night before, not so much. Tuesday and Wednesday with a lot of showers in the DFW area, but it's been rain deprived for almost the entire summer thus far. 0-1. Breaking ball that just misses outside to Procession, and the count's even up, 1-1. Temps have been a little bit cooler as of late. That means the nights are dropping a little bit.
Yes, please.
Right. 1-1 from Komar. Procession tags it out to right field. That'll fall for a base hit. Biggers rounding second. Reyes throws it to third, and he slides in. Procession now caught out at second. Biggers getting the green light to score, and Procession's ran down. Rough Riders running rampant on the base paths, and Procession with a base hit. He took the turn at first to try and get Biggers enough time to come in, but the Rough Riders ending the inning with two hits and no runs to show for it. Still a 3-2 Frisco lead, and we're all done in the fourth. Fifth inning on your way next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you?
maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco out in front on Thursday night, 3-2, and we'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thank you, Chris. Top five. Jack Leiter has been the mark of efficiency so far through his last three innings. Faces 9-0 hitting Ripken Reyes, first pitch. Fastball, just a hair outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. 26 pitches in that first inning for Jack Leiter. Involved three walks and two runs. He winds back in the 1-0. A bunt down the third baseline. Ornelas charges in, fields, and he has no play onto first. So Reyes easily beats out a bunt base hit. Ornelas fielded it about halfway between home and third and didn't even bother trying to throw down to try and get the fleet of foot Ripken Reyes. Base into the 9-hole, and Domingo Leyva at the top of the order stands in. He's reached a couple times with a walk and a double and scored a run. 3-2 Rough Riders, top five, nobody out. Switch hitter from the left side against Leiter. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and he fires in the first pitch. Leyva rockets it down the right side and foul over the top of the bullpen for San Antonio, and it's 0-1. So 26 pitches in that first inning for Jack Leiter. Over his last three, just 35. And the big thing, only one base runner. It was Domingo Leyva who doubled in the second.
Yeah, that bunt by Reyes broke the streak of seven in a row retired. That's only the third hit of the night for San Antonio.
Leiter from the stretch. And a throw over to first. Reyes back in there ahead of the throw. The damage coming in that first inning because of the three straight walks from Leiter that loaded the bases before the two-run single by Juan Fernandez. But really, the Fernandez single and the Leyva double, the only two hard-hit balls tonight. Leiter struck out five through four. 0-1. It's low. One ball, one strike. Leyva's been a pesky hitter all year. Entered in today, a shade under 280 on the batting average side. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Leiter's pitch. Down low in the dirt. Capers blocks and holds Reyes at first. Two balls, one strike. This is the Jack Leiter that we've seen over the last few starts. You take away that first inning, and really a lot of times this year, it's take away the first inning for Jack Leiter, and it's been really good stuff for him. If you look at the first inning this season, he's had 17 starts on the year. 17 first innings. He's allowed 19 runs in those first innings. 2-1. Swing and a foul. And it goes back into Capers' glove, and the count goes to 2-2. His next closest inning, the second inning, with 13 runs allowed. And then it just keeps on going down from there. So as he grows in the ballgame, he gets stronger and stronger. It's just about having a strong start. Unfortunately, he couldn't have that tonight in the first. Rough Riders still do lead 3-2, though, top of the fifth inning. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low in the dirt. Strike three. Turn to the slider again, and he strikes out Leyva, his sixth K. One out of the fifth. He buried that thing down in the dirt right behind home plate. And Tirso Ornelas stands in now.
This ties a season high for Leiter going all the way back to June 18th when he had six strikeouts in four innings against Midland. He's out here looking for five tonight, Zach.
He's in good shape with the pitch count right now. Ornelas, left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball creams the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And this is a guy who is looking at that pitch count kind of elevate a little bit more as he's going forward. He had a little bit of time off because of the Futures game, a stint on the development list. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. A swing and a miss. The pitch down low and inside. It's 0-2. And then now that pitch count going a little bit higher, and hopefully he'll be able to get not only through five, but possibly through six. Currently at 70 pitches. Throw goes over to first base, and Reyes back in easily. 3-2 Rough Riders, top five, one out runner at first. Leiter's season high in terms of pitches in a game, 94, back on June 7th. The pitch. That one's in the air. Foul left side, and the count still 0-2 on Ornelas. He's thrown over 90 pitches three times this season. Two of them coming in May. Ornelas 0-2, or for 1, I should say, today, with a walk and a run score. He draws a pull side shift as well. Not as drawn over as his open stance. The pitch. Slap the other way down the left field line. This one hooking towards the corner, and it rocks in foul on the staircase just outside the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. Still no balls, two strikes in the left fielder for San Antonio. Play in the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders out hitting San Antonio 7-3 tonight. Right-hander sets. 0-2. Fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Went upstairs, top shelf with a fastball at 97 miles an hour. That's his best heater we've seen tonight. That's another thing. In the first inning, his fastball was 92-94, and it's just gotten better as the game has gone along. Ramping it up a little bit. He's ready from the stretch. He has his side. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Went with the slider low of the zone. And Jack Leiter has strikeout number 7. Two outs in the fifth. Perfect pitch. He bounced the slider to Domingo Leyva. This one just a tick low of the zone. Didn't reach the dirt. It didn't have to. Ornelas was out in front, and he strikes out his 7th. Here's Yorman Rodriguez. 3-2 Rough Riders, two outs, top of the fifth. Leiter ready from the stretch. Initial pitch home to Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Whips out the changeup to get a swing and a miss on the first pitch, and it's 0-1. One of the very few changeups we've seen tonight.
Well, it just shows you how different the ball game is since it was in the first, where San Antonio practically had the bat on their shoulder.
0-1. Off the outside corner with the slider, and it's 1-1.
And there was that changeup on the first pitch, and Rodriguez really chasing with a runner at first base, and two out, goes after the first pitch from Leiter because he knows that he's been driving with that fastball and likely expected it, and Leiter started him out backwards.
1-1. In the air, right side and foul with the fastball, and it's 1-2. Not only that, but seeing a very different pitcher aggressiveness-wise from what he saw in the first. Very good to see. He has Rodriguez 1-2. He struck out the last two batters. Looking to tie a season high with his 8th strikeout. He's ready from the stretch. 1-2. Off the outside corner, miss with the slider. 2-2.
And that's the pitch. That's the pitch that's gotten him a lot of strikeouts tonight in this season, but he's got a really good bat standing in, and Yorman Rodriguez sees that the whole way and knows where it's going to end up, and that's a really tough take with that pitch.
He's gotten the last two strikeouts on the slider. You mentioned that was the pitch he wanted. Just did not get the offering from Rodriguez. Count even at 2-2, Leiter from the stretch. He fires. A line drive to center right at Josh Stowers. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the fifth. No runs, a bunt base hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Jack Leiter is plowing through this Mission's order over the last four innings. Riders take a 3-2 advantage to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Going to the home half of the fifth inning, Rough Riders a 3-2 lead. All five runs combined between Frisco and San Antonio came in the first inning. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Thanks for spending your Thursday evening with us. Happy to have you along. Scott Capers, Jonathan Ornelas, and Luis Angel Acuna. It's 9-1-2 due up for the Riders against Brandon Komar. Right-hander back into his windup in the pitch home. Low and outside, and misses. One ball and no strikes. Komar originally a 2019 selection in the 13th round by the Padres. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Taken out of Madison College in Wisconsin. Native of Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Capers stands back in. Very slightly open stance from the right side. White batting gloves. 1-1. Swing and a miss. The changeup off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Komar still just 23 years old. He winds in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Capers has gone down on strikes in both of his at-bats today. It's just the third strikeout for Komar, and there's one out here in the fifth. Riders leading 3-2. Komar aren't usually a strikeout guy. Came in with just 20 strikeouts in 40 2/3 innings here in San Antonio. Third time through the Rough Riders order. Here's Ornelas. He's 2-for-2. First pitch. Fastball down Main Street, 0-1. Seven hits tonight for Frisco. This guy's got two of them. 0-1. Ground ball foul at the plate off of Ornelas' foot. 0-2. And he tries to jog it off down the third baseline. One's a stinger. It's another multi-hit game for Ornelas as he takes some time making sure he's all right. Gets his bat and his helmet back and takes a slow walk back to home plate. It was the left ankle that it went off of. Tries to massage it down in the ground in a circle. Ornelas, the team leader in multi-hit games, that's his 40th. This season. Unless he gets another hit tonight, it'll be his 26th game with exactly two hits. And that alone would place third on the Riders. The 0-2, a swing and a ground ball, queued up the first baseline, squibs foul about halfway in between first and home. Still 0-2. So if you take just the games that Ornelas has had exactly two hits in and put it up against everyone else on the team in terms of their multi-hit games, it would be third on the team. And that's how many Ornelas had. He has been so good offensively all season long for the Rough Riders. They've come in bunches. throughout the season. Feet close together, right side. Komar with the 0-2. Off the outside corner of the dirt, skips back behind home. And the count goes to 1-2 on Ornelas. Sun starting to set here in Frisco. A nice pinkish hue cast across the horizon off to our left. 1-2. Soft roller at third base side. Tough play and a backhanded attempt, but a foul ball. It was off of Fernandez's glove. Foul anyway. Still one ball, two strikes. Lights are on here at Riders Field, and while there's still some light around us in the sky, the stadium lights are certainly doing a majority of the work in terms of making this place visible. A lot of folks out in the Lazy River for our Blue Norther hard seltzer rowdy at the river. And a good crowd here on a Thursday. Ornelas back in from the right side. One ball, two strike count to him. One out. Bases clear. The 1-2. Just high off the outside corner. 2-2. Riders leading 3-2 in the home half of the fifth. Komar rocks and fires. Chopper right side of the infield. Domingo Leyva, the second baseman, has it from shallow right field. Slings a throw onto first and gets him. Oh, that's a really nice play by Leyva. Two outs here in the fifth inning on a ball that he just got to, reaching out and then flipped a throw softly onto first, and it got Ornelas by half a step. Just barely. Two outs in the fifth. Luis Angel Acuna steps in now. Rough Riders 20-year-old is 1-for-2 today. First pitch. Cued off the end of the bat. Right side of the infield. Leyva, a much easier play from second. He fields, slings it across, and gets him. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for the Rough Riders. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top six coming up. Rough Riders leading 3-2. On the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning, and Jack Leiter is back out for another inning of work. 3-2 Rough Riders. One off, tying a season high with 8 strikeouts. He's riding 7 Ks through 5 innings. Webster Rivas starts things in the first pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes low of the zone. One ball, no strikes. 80th pitch of the outing right there for Leiter. Hopefully he'll be able to make it through this sixth inning with efficiency. 1-0. A drive to left center field. Stowers chases after it. Tracks it down, makes the running catch. Fully outstretched to the backhand side. The Riders center fielder pulls it in. That's a great running catch by Stowers, and there's one out. Rivas struck it well at 104 off the bat into left center. and Stower is able to haul it in. So one out, and here's Juan Fernandez. Right-handed batter. Leiter winds and tucks it home. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96. He's still got the good one, 0-1. Josh Smith is loosening out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, just in case. 0-1 toss. Just pours it low. One ball and one strike. 97 on the gun for Leiter. Fernandez has done the damage offensively for San Antonio tonight. 1-1. Swing and a tip ball foul back in a caper's glove, and it's 1-2. His two-run single, the lone offense for the Missions. Rough Riders lead it 3-2 in the top of the sixth. All five combined runs coming back in the first. Leiter rocks back, and the 1-2 on the way. Just outside. 98 with the fastball, and he didn't get the call. His best heater tonight. Just missed. 2-2 on Fernandez. He offers. Just low. Missed with the slider. Three balls, two strikes. It's gone full on Fernandez. Just two base runners for the mission since that first inning. Payoff pitch. Chopper to third. Ornelas picks from third. He slings it across and gets him. Two outs. The two base runners, a double from Domingo Leyba and a bunt single by Ripken Reyes. The biggest note there, no walks since walking the first three batters of the ballgame. His command has been on point. He's been efficient with his pitches, and now he has a chance to get through six innings as Jack Stronach stands in. Wind back, first pitch. Just low of the zone with a curveball, one ball, no strikes. It's mostly been fastball slider from Leiter tonight. We haven't seen a ton of that curve and used the changeup very sparingly as well. 1-0. Popped up, left side, shallow left field, long run, Kellen Strom into foul territory, and he runs out of room. 1-1. Strom, a really nice effort to try and get there at the warning track. It was just out in front of him, too far away to try to make a diving or sliding attempt for it. One ball and one strike on Stronach. 0 for 2 day for him, a strikeout and a flyout. Jack Leiter's strikeouts, two in the first, one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, two in the fifth. 1-1. Eyeing off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. He's only had 4 3-ball counts since that first inning. 2-1. Swing and a miss, and a really nasty slider down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes on the designated hitter for San Antonio. Back in for the left side, doing a little groundskeeping with his foot. Leiter peers over the top of his glove. He's got his sign. The 2-2 pitch. High and outside, 97 on the fastball, 3-2. You can tell he wants it. He's ramping it up.
You knew the heater was going there. With the look over the glove like that, you knew you were getting a fastball.
He stares down his prey again. Winds back, payoff pitch. Just outside with a fastball at 97. Ball four. Please don't let his night end like that. 92 pitches for him. There's Connor. Oh, here comes Jared Gettert. His night ends on a walk. Oh, man. Just one out shy of picking up that quality start. It would have been his second quality start this year. Now Jared Gettert has to pull him with 92 pitches. Leiter is done. He comes out, pitching change for the Rough Riders, and he's going to get a rousing ovation from this Rough Riders crowd. Josh Smith comes into the ballgame. Rough Riders leading 3-2 here in the top of the sixth inning with two outs and a runner aboard on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Smith takes over for Jack Leiter here in the sixth inning. Two outs, runner on. Connor Kaiser hits first pitch. Chopper foul, third base side, 0-1. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning, and Jack Leiter came oh so close to his second quality start this year. Walking his final batter face, Jack Stronach. Could not complete the inning. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Liner to right. Here comes Biggers, and he makes the catch. Josh Smith uses two pitches to dispatch of Connor Kaiser, and the line is finalized on Leiter. We'll give it to you when we come back for the home half of the sixth. The Rough Riders leading 3-2. We step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
First pitch to Blaine Crim is a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth inning, leading 3-2. Offering in. Catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-2 on Crim. New pitcher out on the hill as well. For the San Antonio Missions. Right back in the offering in. It's just low, and it's one ball and two strikes. But is Brandon Komar still out there? Beg your pardon. Back out for the sixth. He rocks and deals. Off the outside corner, 2-2. Crim 0-1 today. Hit the ball hard his last time out in the third. A line out to left. He walked on four pitches and scored in the first inning. Rough Riders a 3-2 advantage. 2-2. There's a fly ball into shallow right field. More of a pop-up. Second baseman Leyva. Called off by Rodriguez, the first baseman who makes the catch. One out. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Frisco. Two runs, three hits, no errors for San Antonio. Here's Justin Foscue. Let's get you that aforementioned line for Jack Leiter. Finalized after his 5 2/3 innings. Two runs, both earned. Three hits, seven strikeouts, four walks. Wind back in the pitch. Foscue watches away, and it's one ball, no strikes. Overall, a good start for Jack Leiter. He'd like to have that first inning back, though. 1-0. Breaking ball, grounded hard to third, but Fernandez scoops it up, throws on to first, and gets in. Two outs. Foscue grounds out to third, and here's Kellen Strong. Leiter's a one-run advantage here in the bottom of the sixth. Jack Leiter has a lot of good stuff to look back on this start today. Pitch to Strong. Takes a strike. Bottom third of the zone, and it's 0-1. Changeup from Komar in the first pitch. Strom, an RBI single in the first. He's 1-for-2. 0-1. Called a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Well, Strom had the 37 game on base streak snapped on Sunday, but he has still hit really well, including that game where he went 0-4 and didn't reach on Sunday. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Still 1-for-3 today, though. After the strikeout from Komar, it's his fourth of the night. Riders a 3-2 advantage to the top of the seventh. Chris Jarrett on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just two pitches, all that's needed from the left-hander Josh Smith tonight. And the Riders going back to the bullpen. They bring in the right-hander Justin Slayton. Back to start off the seventh inning on Thursday night on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco still out in front from our production in the first inning, 3-2, and we've been scoreless since. Smith came in, one out recorded. He got the final out for Leiter and closed the line on two pitches. And now here is Justin Slayton for his 19th appearance of the season. Slayton, 53 strikeouts in 39 in a third innings of work. The native of Longview, Texas, and drafted by the Rangers in 2019 in the third round. 8-9-1 that Slayton will face. The right-hander, after his warm-up tosses, gets the ball back from his infield, and he's set and ready to rock. Riders out hitting the Missions tonight 7-3. Just a one-run ball game. Brandon Komar, the right-handed starter for San Antonio, also a bounce-back outing after the first frame. Slayton's first pitch of the night, 95 miles an hour, and that just missed high, 1-0. Slayton goes to the fastball on his first pitch, couldn't find it, and now the 1-0. High and outside. Again, the fastball, two balls, no strikes. Costa tonight a strikeout victim in the second, and he flew out in the fourth. Pitch home, high and outside. Three fastballs from Justin Slayton, and he's trying to bring them down a bit as they've all missed high and outside. Righty lefty to Acosta, and Slayton kicks and throws home. Ball four, he lost him. Four pitches to the center fielder Acosta, and he works a leadoff walk. San Antonio put the leadoff man back on in the fifth inning when Ripken Reyes dropped a bunt down the third baseline. And the right fielder Reyes coming to the plate now. Starting out the seventh, and San Antonio putting the tying run at first base. Switcher to Reyes standing in. First pitch to him. Shows bunt, pulls it back. And another fastball from Slayton, but he misses it high. Ball one. Slayton played his college ball at New Mexico and has been busy in the Rangers system since 2019. After a stop in the ACL, just one outing, it was up to Spokane for him to finish out the rest of the 2019 season. Capers jogging out to the mound, and now the rest of the Riders infield wanting to come in and have a chat with Slayton. Costa at first base, and the count sitting 1-0. Trip to the mound is over. Willie Trainer, our plate umpire tonight, making sure it doesn't last too long. Acuna, the shortstop, playing right up the middle of the infield. And Ornelas at third base with his heels on the trim of the grass. One ball, no strike. Bunt shown, and it's pulled up the first baseline. Slayton off the mound, gloves it, flips to first in time. And there's the first out. Costa advances to second as Reyes pushes a sack bunt up the first baseline. Top of the order due up. Here's the second baseman, Domingo Leyba. That one demanded the effort of Slayton, as never went to his throwing hand, just kept in his glove, and a little scoop toss to first base. Leyba's been a tough bat to deal with tonight at the top of the order. He walked on Leiter to begin the ballgame, and then a double form in the second. Righty-lefty from Slayton, the pitch home. 94 miles an hour and a fastball taken, 0-1. Frisco ended the series against Amarillo here at Riders Field, winners of 5 of 6, and trying to roll it over against San Antonio, who entered Tuesday in last place in the South. Another trip to the mound by Capers. He's coming back to the dish. Wants to get on the same page, or at least make super certain he's on the same page with Slayton. Switch hitter Leyba standing in. It's his first night in the series. Checking second, 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball at 82 from Slayton, and it finds a zone. One out, and the only play on the infield's at first base in a 3-2 Frisco lead. And a tough stretch of the order for Slayton to handle to. Leyba ready from the left side. Slayton checking second, the pitch home. In the air and foul headed towards the seats. Leyba sprays it foul. Still no balls and two strikes.
I mentioned Leyba's kind of been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders in this ballgame. Well, it's really been his entire time with San Antonio. He's hitting .321 against the Rough Riders this year. He's been really good.
0-2. In the air and into right field for a base hit. Acosta gets the stop sign at third as the throwback in cut off. Procession thought about to first but held it. And a one-out single by Domingo Leyba. Not a run-scoring knock. Runners at the corners with one out in the seventh. And the tying run 90 feet away.
I mean, that pitch was maybe an inch off the ground when he made contact with it. He went down and got it. and somehow golfed it into right field. That's a really good piece of hitting on a pitch that was not a bad pitch at all from Slayton.
Time called before the first offer to Tirso Ornelas. Stands in ready from the left side. Ornelas, the left fielder, with a walk as well in that first inning. Slayton ready. The pitch home. Missing down with the fastball at 96, 1-0. A walk for him in the first as Leiter walked the first three batters face, but it's hard to continue to have distinctions in the starts for Jack Leiter. But if you look at how he went after the first inning, only two hits given up and a walk the rest of the way. The 1-0, they'll say that Ornelas went around. It's one ball and one strike. Got him with the high fastball, certainly through the hands. Double play ball in effect. Foscue deep in the hole at second. One ball, one strike to pitch. High and outside. Counts 2-1 as the fastball continuing to leave the hands of Slayton just a little bit early. If it's missed anywhere, it's consistently been up. Runners at first and third. The 2-1 pitch. Down and inside. Three balls and a strike as Slayton sitting at mid-90s, upper 90s with the heater, but trying to find a consistent spot. And a walk would load the bases for Yorman Rodriguez. Righty lefty the pitch. Tapper at the plate as Ornelas cues it back on a foul ball he was well over top of. Three balls, two strikes. Winner tonight in the series, as it's been tight out of the gate, will take a one-game advantage over the other. San Antonio won Tuesday's contest after Frisco's comeback in the ninth was snubbed 6-5. 3-2, runner goes, swing and a miss, strike three. Capers the throw to second, glove by Acuna, and a run scores. And we're tied in the seventh. Domingo Leyva able to swipe second base, and Acosta from third easily comes in to score. First run for the mission since the first inning.
It's a leanoff walk that comes back to bite Slayton.
Yorman Rodriguez now. First pitch down and blocked by Capers, and it scoots up the third baseline. But Leyva staying put. One ball, no strikes to Rodriguez that also walked in the first, but a pair of lineouts in his last two at-bats. Josh Stowers has been busy in center field. Two of his three putouts tonight have been off the bat of Rodriguez. Runner in scoring position. The 1-0 pitch. In the air out to deep center field. Stowers going back, running to the track. Gets the glove up and it pops out of his glove. Leyva scores. And the throw back in cut off as Stowers just about had it. And as he collided with the chain link fence, he lost it.
Well, this is why it's such a difficult catch, because that wall dislodged the ball from Stowers' glove. He had it, and as you mentioned, it just popped right out. We've seen him make that exact play a couple times, and it would have been a spectacular play. It goes down as an RBI double.
So Leyva scores from second. Rodriguez taking his spot. Feels like the wheels a bit falling off here. Webster Rivas standing in as the Riders giving up two in this inning. They trail it 4-3. First pitch to Rivas, just missed inside, and it's 1-0.
And of course, goes without saying, but unfortunately Jack Leiter will not get the win tonight. Really tough to see.
Slayton checking second, the pitch. Slapped foul. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. Thirsty Thursday tonight. On 8-11 day as well at Riders Field. Back-to-back homestands to begin the month of August for Frisco. And it continues to roll on. One ball, one strike. High fly ball out to left field. Long run for Strom. Now turning in and in front of the track makes the catch. Boy, that one got you nervous off the bat.
Oof.
Towering fly out by Webster Rivas, and that ends the inning. Missions with two runs in on two hits in the top of the seventh. They take a 4-3 lead. Stretch time at Riders Field and work to be done on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Missions turning to the bullpen, and they bring in the southpaw Osvaldo Hernandez as we're back after the stretch on the Riders Baseball Network. Two runs for the Missions in the top of the seventh. And new pitcher Justin Slayton looked like he had a fly ball to center field, and Josh Stowers unable to make what was a really, really tough catch as he banged into the wall, turned into an RBI double by Yorman Rodriguez to give the Missions the 4-3 lead. Now it lies on Hernandez to protect it, 4-2 this season as he makes his 26th appearance of the year for the Missions. He's made four starts in his 2022 season. 33 punchouts in 42 and a third innings of work. Behind a 4-2 record, a 4.89 earned run average. Jack Spigger is the man to stand in, and the first pitch to him. Inside, it hit him. Oh no, it almost did. Thought I heard a deflection off the sleeve of Biggers, and it sounded like it. Next toss to him. That misses the zone. Two balls, no strikes. As the night comes to a close for Brandon Komar, the narrative of our starters, the 2-0, down and away. Three balls, no strikes to Biggers. After the first inning, three runs for Frisco in the home half off of Komar, but after that, only gave up three hits and no runs. The 3-0, he lost them, ball four. Four pitches from Osvaldo Hernandez, and a tough way to begin his night's work in the bottom of the seventh. Biggers aboard. Second time tonight for him. Now Josh Stowers standing in. Hernandez faced the Rough Riders in Frisco's recent trip to the Wolf. That came back on July 8th. No strikeouts. He gave up two hits, but no runs. First pitch to Stowers. Outside. Sliding stop by Rivas to keep Biggers at first base. 1-0. Brandon Komar tonight goes six innings. He gives up the three runs. Seven hits for Frisco in their six innings against him. One ball, no strike. Pitch to Stowers. A little check swing, and it shoots it into the net. Just above the tarp, look out. Someone in that Missions dugout tried to leap forward and almost lost their footing. One ball, one strike, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. approaching another fun weekend at Riders Field. Baseball weekends coming to a close as the summer winds on. One ball, one strike from Hernandez. Set at the belt, kicks and throws. Slider, and he tried to backdoor him, but missed outside. And it's 2-1. School officially back underway earlier this week in the area. That's crazy to believe. Feels like that really flew. Hernandez, a big breath. Checks first, and a 2-1. High, towering pop-up off the bat of Storrs. And the third baseman, Fernandez, underneath it. He makes the catch. Storrs lifting one to foul grounds, and there's one gone. First baseman Jordan Procession next, as he's returning to the Rough Riders roster tonight. Procession picking up a base hit back in the fourth inning. And his at-bat ended the frame. Base hit out to right field with Jax Biggers at first base. He rounded second, got to third with Procession pulling into first. First pitch to Pro. Tapper back to the net. And it's 0-1. And then Procession looked like maybe was trying to attempt a throw as he was off of first and way out heading to second. On a force out that went 9-5-4-3 before the tag was applied to Pro. No balls and a strike. Breaking ball that drops in at 77. And it's quickly 0-2. That's been the most recent at-bat for Procession all the way back in the fourth. Frisco in order going down 1-2-3 in the fifth and sixth. Pitch on its way. Runner goes. Chopper left side of the infield. Fernandez charging. Gloves and throws to first. And there's two gone. Biggers able to advance to second as he was moving before the swing. Off the bat, it pulled Fernandez, the third baseman, to the throw to first. And the Mission's infield had to scramble to get a defender over to third base. Philip Wellman out of the dugout, making the strides to the mound. So there is a right-hander up and warming for San Antonio, but not very certain. We'll see a pitching change here. Hasn't made a motion yet. Mission's manager Philip Wellman out to have a word with his San Antonio infield. Mission's leading it Thursday night 4-3. Two gone and a runner in scoring position for the bottom of the order, and it's the catcher Scott Capers coming to the plate. Capers, one of the newer faces to join the Riders roster at the start of the month. Luis Angel Acuna also coming up with Capers. Aaron Zavala in the recent road trip joined Frisco. Miguel Aparicio did the same with Zavala as the Riders got a fresh batch of reinforcements from around the organization. Couldn't have come at a better time, and unfortunately one of those reinforcements in Zavala earlier this week being held out of the lineup with an injury. Lefty-righty to Capers with a runner at second. First pitch home. Outside. One ball, no strikes to the catcher Capers tonight, who's gone down swinging in both at-bats. Hernandez, the 1-0. In the air off the handle of the bat of Capers up the first baseline. Rodriguez there for it, and he makes the catch. Leadoff walk to Jax Biggers, but Frisco dealt with in order. And Osvaldo Hernandez, no runs on no hits. A walk. And that'll do it for the Riders in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth. San Antonio leading Frisco 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone.
Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Justin Slayton back on the bump as we start the eighth Thursday night. 4-3 San Antonio out in front. First pitch from Slayton. There's the fastball that missed outside, 1-0. Fastball got Slayton in a bit of trouble as he walked Acosta with four pitches to begin the seventh. Couldn't find the location of the strike zone with the heater. 1-0 breaking ball on a swing and a tapper into the plate. One ball, one strike to the third baseman, Juan Fernandez. 5-6-7 due up for Slayton. He took over to begin the seventh. Leadoff walk, sack bunt, and then two more hits. One ball, one strike. Back behind the home plate over the net, and it's 1-2. The leadoff walk was the difference maker. A base hit from Domingo Leyba put runners at the corners. Leyba stole second. Capers electing to throw to second base, and Acosta easily able to come in to score. That tied the game. Righty, righty, 1-2. The pitch home. Breaking ball that just missed high. Good pitch, but an early release from Slayton, and the count's now even, two balls, two strikes. Tuso Ornelas would go down swinging that at-bat that Leyba stole in. And with a runner at second and two gone, Yormán Rodríguez, an RBI double. 2-2. Down and outside. Three balls, two strikes to Fernandez to begin the eighth inning. An RBI double that was in and out of the glove of the center fielder, Stowers, who already made a huge running grab tonight. Slayton's payoff pitch. Up and in for ball four. Leadoff walk from Justin Slayton as he did it in the seventh. And now here comes the designated hitter, Jack Stronach, with nobody out.
Out of the four runs that have scored for San Antonio, three of them got aboard via walk. It's been a really big key. And out of the two prior innings of the leadoff walk, both those leadoff walks came into score.
First pitch to Stronach as he showed a bunt, pulled it back, and it found the zone, 0-1. San Antonio team that was blanked last night as the Riders picked up their ninth shutout win of the season. Out of the gate, they had six. Their last three have come against San Antonio. 0-1, another bunt, dropped back to the mound. Slayton off the hill, gloves it, doesn't even check second, and the flip to first is in time. Fernandez was easily already, or at least close enough, or that's not where you want to go with it. Slayton picks himself up and out, just the same way that San Antonio did it in the seventh. A walk and a sack bunt. Here's Connor Kaiser, the shortstop. Runner in scoring position as the infield adjusting. The right-handed hitting Connor Kaiser 0-3. Acuna, the shortstop, deep in the hole up the middle. Foscue nearby second. The first pitch, breaking ball. That drops in. Nips the upper edge, and it's 0-1. Riders will have to come from behind tonight after giving up two runs in the top of the seventh. The 0-1. Down and outside. One ball and one strike to Kaiser. And for Frisco, out hitting San Antonio tonight, 7-5. The 1-1. Tipped into the glove of Capers. And now Slayton in charge, 1-2. Runner at second base and one gone in the inning. It's the right-hander coming set. Left side of the infield ready. The pitch home. down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Slayton had two strike counts back in the seventh. And it was Domingo Leyba that was sitting 0-2. On an 0-2 pitch way outside of the zone from the switch hitter. Reached out and poked it into right field for a base hit. Fortunately, it wasn't a run scoring knock. Two balls, two strikes. Upstairs. Another full count.
That's now 34 pitches for Slayton, 17 for balls, 17 for strikes.
And Frisco with Ty Tiedemann up and loosening. Runner at second, one gone, the payoff. High and outside, ball four, he lost him. Second walk of the inning giving up to the Mission sitters. And that'll put two on and only one out. Tiedemann, the right-hander, continuing to get loose. Slayton had a strikeout on Tirso Ornelas back in the seventh. And with two on and one out, Jared Gettert will make his way out of the dugout. That's going to end the night for the right-handed reliever. Frisco going to the bullpen one more time, and we'll come back with the numbers on Ty Tiedemann, who makes his way in next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadel and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders going to the bullpen again. They bring in another right-hander, and this time it's Ty Tiedemann, 26-year-old from Lakewood, California. Tiedemann this year 4-1 with a 5.36 earned run record. This will be his 32nd appearance of the season. And Tiedemann set to take over with two on and only one out in the top of the eighth inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. Tiedemann getting loose out for the Rough Riders with two aboard. He'll inherit. Justin Slayton coming in with a 3-2 lead in the top of the seventh. But a leadoff walk would come back to bite him, and the top of the order did their thing against him. Now Ty Tiedemann looking to see if he can keep it at just a one-run deficit. Two on and one out. Ready from the right side, Tiedemann's first pitch. 88 miles an hour, missing a little low and inside. One ball, no strikes to Matthew Acosta, who was the first batter faced for Slayton back in the seventh. Acosta 1-for-2 tonight. Should say 0-for-2. As the 1-0 dots his own, and it's now one ball and one strike. Three appearances for Tiedemann against Amarillo in the recent series. All of them an inning or less, and his recent one was only needing one out. The 1-1. Down and inside again. Two balls and a strike. His first two, though, each an inning. As he walked two batters, gave up an unearned run back on the second. But hasn't thrown more than an inning since July 15th. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. And Acosta now sitting two balls, two strikes. Fernandez at second. Kaiser at first and one out. On the right side of the infield ready as Foskey, the second baseman, playing deep. Pitch home. Pulled up the first baseline and clangs off the seats. Still an even count. Two balls, two strikes. There's a lucky fan in the Lazy River. Everybody going back to their bags as Fernandez was motoring to third. Same with Kaiser at first base. Tiedemann an even count in the top of the eighth inning. A big spot in the ballgame. Pitch home. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. This game's hit the skids a little bit. I mean, this series has motored through the first two ball games. 2 hours, 16 minutes last night. Pitch home. That's ball four. Base is now loaded via the walks, and here comes Ripken Reyes.
And that's the reason why it's hit the skids a little bit. Rough Riders pitchers are having a tough time finding the zone.
San Antonio, two hits in the last two and a third innings of work. This being the third inning, it's just been the walks.
Eight walks tonight for Frisco pitching.
Five of those come in since the sixth, and that was the final batter faced by Leiter. Here's the right fielder, Ripken Reyes, the first pitch to him. Chopper rolling to second. Foscue throws to two for one. Down to first. Not in time. Throw to third. Ornelas with the tag. And everybody's safe. Should say the second baseman, Acosta, out going for two. But a run comes in on a ground ball. And it's now 5-3 San Antonio. Reyes with too much speed. And knew that a run depended on his effort up the first base line. He was there just in time. And Fernandez scores. Kaiser to third. Acosta out at second. And Reyes safe at first on the fielder's choice. Here's Domingo Leyba. 80 miles an hour off the ground to Foscue. First pitch to him. And it's a fastball, 0-1. 5-3 San Antonio, as they had scored two runs in the first. Two through six, they were scoreless. Pitch home, inside. One ball, one strike. Two in the seventh, and one more here coming in the top of the eighth inning to take a 5-3 lead. Leyba's two for three tonight. Pitch to him is skied in the air towards the railing. Ornelas, the third baseman, long run. He's got room and makes a catch. Big third out in the top of the eighth, but San Antonio continuing to tack on the runs, and it's three for him in the last two innings to take a 5-3 lead. Home half of the eighth inning coming your way next on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Night comes to a close for Osvaldo Hernandez, and bring in the right-hander Felix Minjarez. Frisco trailing 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network. Minjarez from Riverside, California. He's 4-0 this year, and a 5.40 earned run average across three different ball clubs. He's been with Fort Wayne, he's been with El Paso, and he's with the San Antonio Missions on August 11th out on the mound for the home half of the eighth. Frisco with a good stretch in the order and starting fresh. Johnny Ornelas, the top of the lineup card, standing in. Righty-righty, the first pitch to him. It misses inside. One ball and no strikes. Riders come from behind wins this year have been pretty few, but we've seen them capable of doing so. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. And an offense, for the most part, that has been bottled up, with Frisco having one base runner in their last three innings at the plate. Minjarez from the right side coming set in his mitt in the break-even. Ornelas pokes one in the air up the first base side. A long tailing foul ball, and it's now 1-2. Ornelas tonight, 2-for-3 with a base hit in the first, doubling in the third, and has yet to score. Very rare that we see Ornelas getting aboard twice and not coming in. The 1-2 upstairs. And it looks like Rivas laboring behind the plate a little bit. She came up and gloved it, kind of staggered away from the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Righty-righty. The break even. Outside. 3-2. Ornelas with the only multi-hit night thus far for Frisco. Jax Biggers has been aboard twice, but a base hit in the fourth and a walk in the seventh. Minjarez coming set from the right side. And now the 3-2. Low for ball four. Third time on base tonight for Jonathan Ornelas in four trips to the plate, and a leadoff walk for Felix Minjarez. Here comes Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna based it in his first inning of work, but he's just seen one pitch in each of his last two ABs. Ready, ready to him in the first throw. Low, gets away. Ornelas thought about two, but scatters back to first. And Rivas practically running him all the way back to the bag. It's 1-0.
Chris, did you see the Hickory game, what happened tonight?
No.
They threw their second no-hitter of the season.
Huge.
4-0 win over Greenville. And just two pitchers used as well. Mason Engler went seven innings, six strikeouts, two walks.
The 1-0 upstairs. Two balls, no strikes to Acuna.
And then Theo McDowell finished it off with two innings. So congratulations to the Crawdads.
Dads are hot. We'll wait on a throw to first. Ornelas back to the bag. Leadoff walk to begin the outing on Felix Minjarez. And it's going to have to be the top stretch of the order. Acuna, Krim, Foscue, the three runs that came in for the Riders in the bottom of the first, but they haven't seen any since. 2-0 is slapped high in the air out to right. Reyes underneath it. Staggering a bit and makes the catch. Acuna blasts one opposite field, and there is the first down to the bottom of the eighth. Blaine Krim now, as the Riders have the tying run at home plate as long as Ornelas is aboard. Field of Dreams game going on tonight. The Cubs scored three immediately in the top of the first inning on the red starter Nick Lodolo. It's 4-2 in the top of the ninth. Righty, righty to Krim, the first pitch. That just catches the outer edge of the plate. And it's 0-1. Krim hitless tonight despite being on base and coming in to score in the first inning. He did it on a walk. 0-1. Ripped up the third baseline and foul. He was way out in front of that breaking ball at 82. He pulled it at 98. And it's quickly 0-2. Krim, a two-pitch lineout in the third inning, and then he popped out in the infield back in the sixth. Ornelas at first base. He's got to be careful. He's been thrown out once already tonight. 0-2 pitch. Down and smothered by Rivas. Gets away from him a little bit. Now the count working to 1-2 with Justin Foscue on deck. We'd love to give him an opportunity to come to the plate as the tying run. So important with Ornelas at first base. Ready, ready, one ball, two strikes as Minjara is new into the ballgame in the eighth. Coming to a set. Pitch home. Over the net behind home plate. He jammed Krim inside on the hands, and it's still 1-2. It's going to be a big stretch of the month for Frisco as they go to Corpus Christi, where anything can happen in South Texas. The Hooks have played some good baseball lately. And then home against Wichita, who currently lead the Texas League North. 1-2. High drive out to right field. Long run for Acosta. Reyes coming over from right, and he makes the catch. 98 off the bat from Krim, and he almost shot one the opposite way. 346. It didn't have enough. There's two gone.
I think a little bit off towards the end of the bat. Couldn't quite catch it on the barrel. It was up above the zone by a good 2 inches, 2-3 inches. Somehow able to get under it. Almost drove it out of here.
Can Justin Foscue do it? As he comes to the plate with two outs as the tying run. Of course he can. We've seen him do it recently. Ready, ready matchup against Minjarez, the first pitch. Popped in the air behind home plate, and a long fly gets out of the field of play and away from the catcher Rivas, 0-1.
6 home runs in his last 13 games and 5 in his last 9. This is the guy you want up in this situation.
Put the Riders on the scoreboard in 2 of the 3 games played in this week. Did it on Tuesday and Wednesday night. No balls and a strike from Minjarez upstairs. Now 1-1. A Thursday crowd trying to give Foscue some life as the tying run. The Riders are out hitting the Mission 7-5. But it's been late production by San Antonio with 3 unanswered in the last 2 frames. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's a good pitch. It's now 1-2. Foscue with his 3-run homer back on Tuesday night, as Zach had alluded to earlier. He mentioned his 5th in his last 8 games on Tuesday. 1-2. Behind the net again. Still 1-2. That was about 10 feet to our right.
Maybe out of the reach of the net.
Maybe.
Be an
a
extendo
tough
arm.
Angle for a net. That'd be like you almost having to beat it. It's too much of an extreme to my right. Ornelas has remained put after a leadoff walk to begin the 8th inning. Back-to-back flyouts to right. And now the 1-2, runner goes inside for a called ball 2. On a cold take from Foscue. Knew that if he spoiled that, Ornelas all the way back to first. And a huge roll of the dice. Counts evened up now with a runner in scoring position. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Foscue. 6th pitch of the at-bat on its way. As Minjarez kicks and throws. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Foscue goes down on strikes, and Minjarez picking up his first K of the ballgame. And works out of a leadoff walk to Ornelas. 5-3, San Antonio out in front. And we go to the 9th next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher out on the mound for the Rough Riders. It's the right-hander, Mark Church. We'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Yep, this is a big inning for Mark Church to try and keep it at a two-run ball game. It's 5-3. Rough Riders out, or trailing, I should say, to the San Antonio Missions. This is game three of a six-game series. The end of a two-series homestand here in Frisco. 2-3-4 against the right-hander Mark Church and Tirso Ornelas to begin things. First pitch is bunted down the third baseline. It rolls foul. 0-1. Church's numbers look worse than he's thrown with the Rough Riders. Got off to just about the best start you could possibly get at the AA level. Church didn't allow a run through his first five innings of work. That was over four different outings, and he just allowed one hit. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Slips a slider across in the outside corner for a strike. Down goes to 0-2. And then it's been a little bit of a struggle since then, especially in Springfield as he offers just high of the zone, 98-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-2. In Springfield, he allowed two runs on July 27th and pitched again on July 31st, 1-2. High and outside. This is with the heater, and it's two balls and two strikes. July 31st, four runs allowed on two home runs in one inning of work. 2-2. Tapper foul right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. And that was on that crazy 14-12 Rough Riders win. Allowed a two-run home run to Jordan Walker and a two-run home run to Chandler Redmond, who hit four home runs last night in Amarillo. Chandler Redmond did. 2-2. Ground ball foul right side again. It's still 2-2. How about Chandler Redmond? I mean, not only to hit four home runs, but becomes the second player in professional baseball history to hit the home run cycle. A solo, two-run home run, three-run home run, and a grand slam in Amarillo last night. Monster game. 5-for-6, 11 RBIs, four runs scored. Church from the windup. 2-2. Outside. Count runs full. With the eighth pitch to Ornelas to begin things in this ninth inning. 5-3, Rough Riders trail top nine. Bases clear. 0-for-3 day for Ornelas today. Walked and scored in the first. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider down low. Church strikes out the first. He sees one away and he's ramped up. That was a 91-mile-an-hour slider. His fastball has been up to 98. Big stuff for Mark Church. Germán Rodríguez now. Speaking of the hard sliders, it's righty-righty. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Just off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Saw a report come across that Jacob deGrom, who has just come back from injury for the New York Mets, is one of the best two-pitch combinations in the game. The 1-0 is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. His fastball averaging 99 miles an hour this year, same as last year. But his slider has even ticked up in velo. Church back into his wind, the 1-1. Tapper, third base side, cut off by Ornelas in front of the shortstop. He fires on to first and gets him. Two outs. Webster Rivas now, 5-3. San Antonio leads top of the ninth. Jacob DeGrom's slider is averaging almost 94 miles an hour. Averaging almost 94 miles an hour. So he's sometimes throwing 95, 96 mile an hour sliders. That is that's crazy as a starting pitcher. Well, two outs here in the ninth inning. Riders trailing by two. Rivas 0 for 4. Church's pitch. Low of the zone. One ball, no strikes. 97 on the gun. And the Rough Riders home half of the ninth. We'll have 5-6-7 due up with Kellen Strom to lead it off. 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner. 1-1. Church has stayed with that fastball slider combo. 1-1. Popped up right side and foul. Fastball this time. One ball and two strikes. Infield back, playing straight up. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him off the outside corner with the slider. What a nasty pitch from Mark Church. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 ninth for the Riders right-hander. Bottom nine coming up. Riders 2-2, 3-0 it on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the ninth inning, we go from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Frisco trailing the San Antonio Missions 5-3 in the third game of this six-game series. Kellen Strom, Jax Biggers, and Josh Stowers due up in the inning. It's 5-6-7 for the Rough Riders against Lake Bacher. Bacher making his 16th appearance. He's made seven starts this year. A 3-2 record with a 6.54 earned run average. 31 2/3 innings, 28 strikeouts to 11 walks. Opponents hitting 282 against him. And Kellen Strom set to lead it off. Riders needing base runners, and this is a good guy to have up, leading the team in on-base percentage. Strom 1-for-3 tonight. A rare couple strikeouts for him. Bacher, the right-hander, ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. And with a slider away, 0-1. Kellen Strom, a .408 on base percentage this year. And is very good. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders have seen Bacher a few times this year. Pitched here in Frisco towards the end of May, allowing three runs over four innings. And then the Rough Riders saw him twice And they went down to San Antonio in the beginning of July. 0-2. Just inside, misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. On July 4th, they roughed him up for four runs, three earned on four hits in just one-third of an inning. And he threw two shutout innings in the finale against the Rough Riders later in the week. 1-2. Off the outside corner, it misses. Just barely. Perfect pitch from Bakker. Didn't get the call. 2-2. Riders trailing 5-3 here in the ninth. Pitch home. Just low of the zone. Counts run full. Wait a second. He called out a strike? Yeah, he did. Strike three called. And Strom down looking for the first out. He's well low of the zone. But Willie Traynor punches him out. One away on the strikeout from Bakker. Pitch into Biggers. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Bakker ready from the stretch. Pull side shift against Biggers. The offering. Hard ground ball to the right side, fielded by Leyba. And the second baseman throws him out, two outs. Josh Stowers to the plate, last hope for the Rough Riders tonight. Trailing 5-3 in the ninth. Rough Riders had a 3-2 advantage after an inning. Two runs in the seventh and one in the eighth for San Antonio is where we're at our score right now. Come from behind victory for San Antonio if they can complete it. Stowers 0-3, right on right. Pitch in. Fouled back. 0-1. Teams split the first two games of the series. Rough Riders winning last night 3-0 before a 6-5 win for the Missions in game one. 0-1. Fly ball into right center field. Acosta under it. He calls everyone off, makes the catch, and San Antonio takes the third game of this six-game series by a final score of 5-3. They take a 2-1 lead in the set. And the Rough Riders cannot complete the come-from-behind win. Chris Jarrett will break it down in the post-game show when we come back. Riders fall 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
For
Frisco falls tonight 5-3, the final on Thursday, August 11th, as we're live on the Riders postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Two runs in the seventh for San Antonio to tie and take the lead. One in the eighth to extend their lead as the Riders out hit the Mission 7-5, but walks the big enemy tonight for the Rough Riders as Jack Leiter with four, Justin Slayton with three, Ty Tiedemann with one for eight on the night, and that's what really did the damage. Frisco starter Jack Leiter with seven strikeouts in 5 2/3. You really got to chip your cap, and what feels like robbery not getting the win tonight as Josh Schmidt came in for the final out of the sixth, and Justin Slayton couldn't get it done. It was a tough night. Three earned runs, three walks in an inning and a third. He gave up two hits as well, and the Riders couldn't recover. Felt like offensively it was just a slow night despite seven hits and three runs for Frisco. Four of those seven came in the first inning, and all three runs came in the first. After that, the Riders really just didn't have much of an answer against the Mission's pitchers. Osvaldo Hernandez an inning, Felix Menjarez an inning, and Lake Bacher with an inning to close things out. Take a look around the Texas League tonight at some of our scores around the rest of the Texas League North and South. Arkansas topping Northwest Arkansas tonight 6-4. Wichita over Corpus Christi 8-5, the final, as the wind surge continue a strong push in the second half. Tulsa topping Midland, so that somewhat helps. Tough where the Riders give a game back where a win would have made up a full game's ground in the Texas League South, but instead Frisco just staying two games out of first place in the South. Amarillo over Springfield tonight, a little bit of some revenge after what was a bludgeoning in last night's ball game. Frisco left-hander Cody Bradford getting the start tomorrow night in golf night at Riders Field, presented by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. PGA Frisco going to be out on hand for golf-themed fun all night long. There'll be a giveaway at the gates as well. Golf night tomorrow night, August 12th at Riders Field. Certainly going to be fun. 7:05 start time will be on the air at 6:35 as Frisco falls tonight 5-3. Jack Leiter is stealing the show on this one with seven strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings of work. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett saying so long from Frisco, Texas. Have a great rest of your Thursday night as the Riders look to try and even the series tomorrow night with a 7:05 first pitch time. Have a great rest of your night. Chris Jarrett signing off from Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.